October 7th, 1903. The victim's souls are human angels who must repair, impetrate, protect humanity. I had asked the confessor to leave me in the will of our Lord, withdrawing the obedience that, whether he wanted it or not, I should continue to remain in the state of victim. At first he did not want it, but then he consented, as long as I would assume the responsibility of answering before Jesus Christ for what could happen in the world. And he said that I should think about it first and then answer him. I wanted to tell him that I did not want to oppose the divine will. Only, if the Lord wants it, I want it. If he does not want it, I do not want it. So, why this responsibility? And he, think about it first, and tomorrow you will answer. So, as I was thinking about it, in my interior, he told me, justice wants it, love does not. Then, finding myself in my usual state, I saw him for just a little, and he told me, the angels, whether they obtain something or not, always do their office. They do not withdraw from the work entrusted to them by God, of the custody of souls. Even if they see that almost in spite of their continuous cares, diligences, industries and assistances, souls are miserably lost, they are always there at their places. Nor do they give greater or lesser glory to God if they obtain or do not obtain, because their will is always stable in carrying out the work entrusted to them. The victim souls are human angels who must repair, impetrate, protect humanity. And whether they obtain or do not obtain, they must not cease their work, unless they were assured about it from on high.